Jeff Stein is our national and presidential expert, noted author. Find his books at Next Chapter Books in St. Paul. Also, he's got the Iowa Business Report, totallyiowa.com, and he joins us from KXEL, Cedar Falls, Waterloo. But you're not there today. You just got your haircut done, correct?
Actually, because the barber has done this before, he was efficient, and so I'm actually back in the comfy studio.
Are you?
Yeah,
oh, yeah, so, there you go. There you go. Does it feel nice? Do you feel a little cooler now?
Well, here's the thing. He's not a miracle worker. He's just a licensed barber. All right. I mean, God bless him. He has literally worked at this for, I think, 52 years. Okay. I mean, this is throwback barbershop. Okay. And again, there's only so much the man can do, but I don't think I will scare small children in the same way later today as opposed to this morning. So that's all good.
Well, let me grab that 12-gauge sandpaper. only so much you can do with a block of wood. I know. Hey, this is me too. I'm with you, man. I'm with you 100%.
I have seen the screen captures of you doing this program on Facebook Live. So
it's just, I have no, why you would put a camera in this studio, I have no idea. Anyway, thanks for watching.
I was looking for a screen capture of you to use because you were kind enough to come on my program and talk about the serious topics yesterday. So I needed a photo.
Oh, God.
And I saw what was available and I said, where's his graduation? Where's his high school graduation photo? I'll use that. That's much better.
Seems like I'm like in some drug Nabisco testing laboratory. You know, it doesn't look good.
Rats. Hey, there are Cheez-Its. What do you know? This is great.
I haven't seen the sun for years. Anyway, okay, so let's talk about what could possibly be one of the, I mean, the mission accomplished banner was dumb. You know, someone should have said, okay, are we really done here? Do we really want to do this? Because we don't want that coming back to haunt us for the rest of this term.
Right.
And it did, and basically he's known for that. I mean, that was the moment. I mean, when you think about George W. Bush, you know, the whole concept, the arrogance, the stupidity of saying mission accomplished when you were 3 weeks into a battle which we ended up costing us thousands of lives and trillions of dollars, and we never really had a successful win anyway.
Right.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I think the two things that set Trump, or three things that set Trump off that caused him to want to do this were, one, the reports that he was cowering in the bunker on Friday night. Two, that Obama has come on out lately, and he is starting, not only is he starting to make pointed comments, that he's really starting to get into campaign mode, which you can see the flop sweat on Trump on that. But if there was one moment which I said, oh, he's trying to copy Biden, it was that Biden on Sunday. Do you remember he went out in Delaware to the George Floyd protests out there? And, I mean, he was treated as kind of a hero out there. And here he is, not afraid, out there mixing with the public. And Trump just desperately wanted that. Correct me if I'm wrong. Those are what really triggered him. He said, I got to go do this hike down to this church.
Well, let's take them in turn. And I generally agree with you. I mean, you have to understand, it doesn't matter if it's a Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, whoever, Whig, whoever the president is, when they had Secret Service, when they say, Mr. President, because so far it's only been Mr. President, we have to go. There's no discussion. And so the fact that he was ushered into the bunker on Friday night doesn't throw me, but obviously it's not the image he wanted, especially since, and this is probably why he tweeted Friday night about how proud he was to look out the window and see these young bucks, Secret Service people. It's probably because he was compensating for the fact that he had to go down in the bunker.
Yes.
Okay, so yes, that's number one. With regard to
Obama,
he knows, Trump, he knows that he can verbally spar with Biden, and for whatever reason, Vice President Biden is not as uniformly quick on the draw lately, and it may just be because of all these satellite hookups and he's sitting in the basement office or whatever, but he just is not clicking the way he does in person or the way he used to do. So if you're Trump, you're saying, I can handle this guy. Obama's a different character and individual. I don't mean that in a bad way. He's just a different, he has a different character makeup. Mm-hmm. And it's one thing for Obama to say, all right, Hillary didn't win, but that's not an indictment on me. She just ran a bad campaign. See, he could say that. But what happens if Biden, who was his vice president and who is campaigning on the Barack and I platform, what if Biden doesn't win? That then starts to become more of a blot on the Obama record or the legacy, more important, more correctly. So he doesn't want that. So, yes, he's going to be very involved. He's got to help Joe cross the finish line. As far as number three.
Really quick, if I can, before I take the call here. Yes, Hillary won by 3 million votes and on the general election, and also the Russians helped out Trump a lot. So just before, I'm just doing a preemptive. But you mentioned Biden. Let's get to Biden here, because you're right. I think Biden is out of his element when he's stuck there with in home, and he is a good campaigner when he gets out there, and I think being stuck on video link is a problem, but that's what you saw. All of a sudden, he's out with this crowd. Hey, it's Joe Biden again. That's Joe. I remember Joe. And he, right. You know, and yes, he does have his gaffes, but people like Joe Biden, and the fact that he was out there showing support for the protesters, that, you know, you're right, that if Biden does more of that, Trump's in real big trouble. And so I think that, you know, is that a fair way to say it?
I'm pretty well with you on it. I mean, and let's talk about some of these technological things. That's how we closed last week, was the fact that Joe's got to figure out technology. Well, all right, you and I are connected right now via Skype.
Yes.
But we have no camera. All right. And so I don't know if you're wanting to interject or not, because I can't see you.
Yes.
Well, you and I recorded for my program yesterday. Again, I'm appreciative you took the time. We did Skype with camera because we could, and it was much different in terms of conversation. I can see you wanting to say something. You can see me wanting to interject. Okay, so half the time when Joe's set up like that, he's got a little earpiece in. He probably can't see the person on the other end, the anchor. And if he can, it's a small image. It's very tricky to make this work. I'm not making excuses for him. You know, he's a big boy. This is not his first rodeo. But, I you know, all of the talk of, oh, my gosh, there must be something medically wrong. Now, you try doing it on a regular basis.
You've done national things. I did Fox News. It is next to impossible to have that ear and then look into a camera and smile when you don't see anything. It's very difficult.
Right. And you know, for everyone who might be using Zoom these days, well, usually there's video. Well, again, what if you didn't have that? And sometimes I do Zoom or Skype without video. It's a very different thing. And mm-hmm. So I want to give him some benefit of the doubt. Here's where Trump lost it the other day, or lost the momentum. The concept of that is an amazing historic church. Right. And we've heard it how many times? Every president since Andrew Jackson has worshipped here, and Lincoln went there the night before, blah, blah, blah. OK, got it. It's historic. It is a wonderful structure. When you go across the street like that, that is potentially a powerful symbol. Here's where it went off the rails. A, did not tell the people there he was coming.
Right? Well, that's a little minor thing. I mean, I understand what he's trying to do. I mean, he wants to shore up that evangelical vote. He wants to shore up the Christian vote. But
here's how he would have done it. Okay, I don't come to your house and stand in the front yard and have my picture taken without telling you I'm doing it. I understand it's a public sidewalk. I get that. But here's where he could have scored. If he'd have said, all right, we don't want this to get out because of security reasons, but I want to come across. And not only do I want to come across, I want to come in. Mm-hmm. And I want to be in the front row, and I want you to say a prayer. And then I'll come back. But instead, what did he do? He did a photo op. And it's one thing to stand there with the Bible, but we don't know where the Bible came from.
It was upside down, too, by the way. He did hold it upside down.
I know. But look, he stands there and then poses with it. Okay, so the fact that he stopped there and held the Bible and stared at the cameras is where it really went off the rails. Mm-hmm. And as if that's not bad enough, he then called everybody else for a family picture, right? Here's here's the Attorney General, and here's the Secretary of Defense and the Press Secretary, and, you know, whoever made it across. Let's take a picture. Mm-hmm. This is not the Grand Canyon, and you are not at the observation point.
Well, and if I may, I think we okay, and because you're right about that, and there's more about the religious aspect of it, and there's definitely more about the attempt to make this into, I guess, storming Omaha Beach for Trump. The reality was there's a huge problem that they had. They had a very large group of 100% peaceful protesters, and then it looks like they send in the stormtroopers. And it wasn't just the fact that they were aggressive and the rubber bullets, which are bad enough, and the tear gas, which is bad enough. And you can hear it going off in the, as he's in the Rose Garden making this speech about, you know, sending the military onto American citizens. You can hear the canisters going off behind him as they're clearing this. It's the fact, I mean, you saw the Australian television footage where they're on camera and the cop punches the camera live on Australian television. The visual of this peaceful protest being run over by this authoritarian police state. That was someone, and no one did. Barr and you know the Secretary of Defense. No one, for some reason, thought for a second about how that would look. And that is the real, you know, and the real crime is they went after peaceful protesters. But in the regards to what you're trying to do as far as look presidential, you got to look at the whole situation. And at that, no point, it was only about getting Trump in front of that church, not about the visuals that were going to have to take place for him to be able to do so. And that is just bizarre.
A couple things about it. I think, again, he could have saved it if he went inside and used the church for its intended purpose and not as a tourist photo opportunity. Yeah. Okay. I mean, and because again, look at the implications. You've got everybody associated with the church saying, he did what? We had no idea about this. I was monitoring before he spoke because it was going to be on the radio here. And so, you know, I was paying attention to it. And I see Twitter feeds from reporters saying that you can hear these cannons go off, right, to clear the area. So then I'm literally driving home. I hear the president speaking on the radio, and then I hear more of them. And I think that's not a good image. What was worse was him the next day denying that it happened.
Yes.
Well, you know, okay, I heard it, Baghdad Bob. It's happening right there in front of you. Now imagine the difference. And this is a personality thing. If, in fact, those were all peaceful protesters, why couldn't they have cleared a path? I mean, I think it would be unsafe. But let's just go with this. What if they cleared a path and he made his way through and almost like worked the rope line to some degree, right? Like actually, interact with these people and then go to a church, pray, and come back.
Like Biden did, interact with them.
Well, let's think back, and this is not your favorite president, but would Bush 43 have done what Trump did? Would Bill Clinton or Barack Obama? I'm just going to go back the last 20 years. I would dare say if any of those said, I want to go to the church to show that you don't burn churches down in America, if that's the image, there would have been a way to interact along the route. Not with this. This became, and it could well have been the, you know what? I think I want to walk across the street, make it happen. And then the sycophants who work there are like, oh, my God, we got to make this happen. And then they just go nuts with it. It's ridiculous. Now, there's some dispute about whether it was tear gas or pepper spray. I don't want to be so flip as to say tomato, tomato, because there is a distinction. But the point is stuff was used besides polite conversation to get people to move. And again, it's the optics. The optics of holding a Bible up in front of a church saying, you know, hey, look where I went on my spring vacation was not worth the backlash of it.
And we do have actual video footage of them using tear gas, that not pepper spray, that there was one, at least a few canisters of that applied out there. The one thing is this, okay, this is
down that road because I've seen it both ways. I haven't had time to really independently research it, but there are a lot of people you've heard, Matt, on the right who say, oh, it wasn't tear gas. It was pepper spray. Well, okay. Again,
I'll go with the footage of the camera that's right, live right there. That's there's a difference. More, pepper spray has a red spray to it. We, as a matter of fact, we were talking about Minneapolis, the cop that did the drive-by pepper spraying. It's a red mist that comes out here. It's not the canister of that's. It's not a smoke bomb. It's a canister. And trust me, as a guy that was in the military that had to go through tear gas training, I know what tear gas is.
Well, sure.
I will
but
say.
Again, idea that they're trying to be moralistic by saying it's only pepper spray. A difference without distinction for the point they're trying to make.
The one of the things I will say is, and this is once again just the complete lack of any adults in the room, there had to have been a point where someone said, do not release these photos, do not put this out there, do not brag about this. And they just couldn't help themselves. Even today, the press secretary is out. She's insisting, this was the greatest moment ever in the history of the presidency. And you're like, you guys are just so determined to turn this into a victory, and you don't even realize the game is over 2 days ago, and you lost by 50. And this is just someone should have pulled those photos.
Well, but when it happened live, I mean, yes, they could have stopped. Right. They could have stopped going forward. But the idea is, it was already designed to be a dinner hour photo op. They got, the footage is out there. So have you known this president or this administration to back down or double down? I mean, so it was right according to normal procedure, right? They're getting blowback. Oh, yeah, we're going to show you more pictures of it. And okay, because they're controlling those pictures and their diehard supporters are going to focus on their pictures not the
view. Yeah, on Fox News, it was a very different story than every other network. Let's just put it that way. 952-946-6205. Let's talk about when we come back, sending the troops after the civilians of the United States. Jeff Stein joining us. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Even though these are challenging times, All Energy Solar is still committed to providing you a cost-effective, environmentally friendly energy system through their zero-contact protocol. Solar remains a great value and long-term investment, but some of the incentive programs will be expiring soon. All Energy Solar can walk you through the entire process. They can evaluate your property by phone or webinar, and can even complete preliminary design work without visiting your home. So start saving on your energy bill today and visit allenergysolar.com.
Hi, this is Ken Hagland, host of Living Healthy and Aging Well, inviting you to listen to our new show airing on Saturdays from noon to 1, where we talk about your health and your life and provide insights to living and aging well. Each week, we provide answers to important questions regarding health care, elder care, end-of-life care, and caregiver support to help you and your loved ones plan for the future and enjoy your highest quality of life today. Please join us every Saturday from noon to 1 for Living Healthy and Aging Well.
Hey, I guess we found a new name for our show.
Really? What's the new name?
Pilots Progressive Party.
How did you ever come up with that?
Pilots our name and progressive fun is our game.
Well, what's that about?
It's a one-hour new show with progressive guests and information you normally don't hear on the radio.
Well, that's so exciting. I have a few ideas for guests myself.
I know they'll be progressive.
Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. on AM 950.
The Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Jeff Stein joining us here. Jeff, many times in history, the president has had to call up troops to tap down rebellions, the Whiskey Rebellion, for goodness sakes, under Washington, where, whiskey producers out in western Pennsylvania, what was it, like, 500, 600 of them, rose up against the government and were armed, and there were actually battles that they had on this. I mean, they were bad at it because I think they were drinking their whiskey the entire time. They never killed one federal soldier. They lost 170 captured. And but occasionally, like times like this has happened. The idea, Kent State, stuff like that. When we ever have brought up the military against peaceful protesters, it is almost always not. I mean, it's Tiananmen Square, for God's sakes. And this is a really bad precedent. And I'm a little concerned about where this is going.
Here's something from AP that literally just crossed moments ago. Defense Secretary Mark Esper today overturned an earlier Pentagon decision to send a couple hundred active duty soldiers home from the Washington, D.C. region. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy told the AP the reversal came after Esper attended a meeting at the White House today. Your thoughts?
No, Trump is basically, he realizes they're seeing the fact that he's not wearing any clothes. And so he's desperate to basically, he's a guy that he's desperate to maintain the image that he's the one in charge. And this is, I mean, I'm going to say it, historically, this is how it happens. You get guys in there who are fragile eagles and narcissists and self-centered, arrogant jackasses, and they basically get in positions of power. And when all of a sudden the mirror stops reflecting the golden image they like, they'll do anything in their power to maintain the false persona that they are. And that is Trump personified right there.
Well, and it's a matter of, you've got the defense secretary earlier in the day basically saying, you're not going to put me under the bus on this, where he, in fact, called it a photo op, right? Mm-hmm. The stuff at the church. And so the Pentagon makes its decision, and it gets overridden. There is no evidence, according to AP, that the Secretary of Defense actually met with the president. But he went to the White House, and then the plans were changed. So is that what he had to do to make up for what, according to folks at the White House, was a performance, a news conference that did not please the president? Well, what are the ramifications of all of that as we go toward yet another night where we're all on the edge of our seats, mm-hmm. because it's just hideous what we're seeing?
Do you think if we get to a point, and we've got about a minute left, do you think we get to a point where we have a moment where all of a sudden the military is rounding people up, shooting people and stuff like that? Do you think we'll finally wake up the Republicans, or do you think they're just so right now, so terrified of going against Trump that they'll like, yeah, kill them all?
I really think it's going to stop before we get to that ultimate point. But the thing that's working against it is what we're seeing in some of our bigger cities. And there's got to be a way to strike the balance for these cities to take care of things themselves with help from within the state, to not have the great protector have to come in. There's got to be a way to do it.
And I will say this on a positive note, last night, nationwide, very few really bad incidents. That's the first night. Hopefully that holds true.
Thank God. Let's hope.
Let's hope. Jeff Stein, once again, find his books, Next Chapter Books. We'll spotlight this interview today. We'll talk to you next week, Jeff.
Have a good one, Matthew.
Take care. We're back tomorrow. Until then, see you.